glad it's Friday. Oh my God, so glad.
There is a lot to get to today, a lot of snark that is going to be coming at you from the likes of Greg Gutfeld and Tucker Carlson, who were on snark fire yesterday. So we'll get to that in just a second. But first, just wanted to remind you, if you have not yet downloaded the Get Upside app, which is free to use, you guys. What are you even doing? If you buy gas, which you probably do, chances are you buy gas, you can get cash back for your purchase when you use the free Get Upside app. And if you download it and you use promo code CHICKS, you will get at least minimum 25 cents per gallon back on your first fill up using the app. And they make it so easy. You literally just look on your little app to see what gas stations are around you, what are the cash back rates that they're offering you, and then you pick one, and maybe one that you've not gone to before, which is cool because you might discover, oh, that's a really good deal. You go, you get your gas, and like with 24 to 48 hours, that amount of cash back is right in your little Get Upside account. You can get it to your bank. You can get it in a gift card. You can just accrue it and wait until you have like $100 of cash back and then decide what you want to do with it. It is fantastic. Try it today. There's really no downside.
There's no downside to the Upside app. I love the word accrue. Accrue it.
Really?
Yeah. It's just, I don't know why. I just like it. Accrue it, you guys.
Accrue? That's your word.
It's not just, I mean, it's just one of my many plethora of words.
I need to know another word.
Guacamole. I love the word guacamole.
That is a great word.
Just makes me want to dance. Just love it. I love that word, you guys.
You know what word I love? Monkey spackle.
You love spackle. Anything with the CK in it, or just like tabernacle. You like that? Like tabernacle probably makes you happy.
I don't mind that at all.
It doesn't have a CK, but it just has the ackle sound in it. So yes. Anything that has that sound in it makes her happy. Just keep that in mind if you ever want to make Mock smile like she's doing right now, because she's usually smiling anyway. And then make sure that you're checking out our Facebook Insiders group, because those people will also make you smile.
Yeah, they will.
Yeah.
Yes, they will. Facebook Insiders.
Check that out.
You guys, let's talk about some news, shall we? Because, of course, you've probably heard by now that CNN Plus, totally donezo. How long did they last? Was it what?
A month.
Like 3.5 weeks?
33 okay. days. Oh my 33 God. Days. Long, long, hard, horrible days. Yeah.
So first, I'm going to play you a little video clip of Shannon Bream, who we are going to have on our podcast, you guys, on our deep dive. She's going to be joining us next week. Shannon Bream, who's like a total Disney princess. Although that's probably not, we don't want to say Disney princess anymore, do we? Because of our, because of Disney. What are we going to say now?
I know. Well, we could just call them Fox princesses.
Okay. As long as people understand that's a positive connotation and not a negative connotation.
Right. Because when we met Ainsley in person, we were at that time, Disney was still okay. I mean, you know, and she looked like an actual princess, like a real life princess. What you would imagine a princess would be, we were like, oh my gosh, she's perfect in every way. This is not even fair.
And Shannon is just like that. Like they're both so ridiculously gorgeous.
I know. And nice.
But the reason Shannon is talking to Joe Concha, I think it is, about the whole CNN Plus hullabaloo. And so he explains, you know, what went down very, very well. Here it is.
Because you're our media guy and we have media news today, I want to talk to you about CNN Plus shuttering. Here is what a couple of CNN folks said just weeks ago about how they thought this would work.
Okay. CNN Plus is our new news streaming service that leverages CNN's trust and credibility, the incredible journalistic expertise of this organization.
CNN is an icon of the cable and satellite age, but now cable is competing with streaming, and there isn't a streaming subscription service for TV news in the United States.
So, Joe, there was clearly a thought that this was going to be innovative. It was going to work. It was going to offer something new to the marketplace, but it seems like the marketplace didn't want it.
No. And when you were, the reason why this is making so much news today, Shannon, is that $300 million was pumped into CNN Plus. And now here we are three Scaramucci's later, and it's not going to be in existence anymore. And look, it's been rumored for weeks that CNN Plus wasn't exactly attracting a wave of new customers. It's mostly been friends and relatives. This idea has been mismanaged from day one. It's an idea, by the way, that has been built on hubris, because how could the brain trust behind this actually think that people were going to pay to watch content coming from those on a network that almost nobody is watching at this point for free? So look, why charge for content nobody wants for free? And CNN is currently being beaten by stations like TLC and the History Channel and the Hallmark Channel and the Home and Garden
Hallmark.
Television. So,
I mean, come on.
Right, exactly. So in terms of streaming, you're going to pay $6 a month to watch what exactly? Overall, streaming is having a problem, clearly. Netflix is going to lose 2 million total subscribers in the second quarter, according to the company alone. There's just too many options out there and not enough compelling content. And CNN Plus leads the pack in terms of things people don't want to pay for, Shannon.
Oh, my gosh. So CNN, by the way, the actual news organization, put out a tweet to announce that CNN Plus was going bye-bye, and there was a typo in it.
Oh my God.
So it said, CNN Plus, the streaming service that was hyped as one of the most significant developments in the history of CNN, will shut down on April 30th, just 1 month after it launched, and they didn't spell significant correctly.
Oh my God.
So it's just not a good week for CNN.
I wonder what Ted Turner thinks about all this. Like, I wonder what, if he has an actual, you know, formal statement about any of this or all of it, you know?
Yeah, I don't know.
Because this was his baby. CNN was his baby. I mean, CNN started, remember CNN got their big kickoff when the little girl was in the well, Jessica was in the well. Y'all remember that? Mm-hmm. I mean, some of us were old enough to remember when the little girl was in the well, and like, because nobody really understood CNN and what their purpose was. And they were just like sort of this weird news channel. And then it became around the clock news coverage when she was in the well, and everybody was riveted by that story. And that is what catapulted them to CNN-ness. And then over the years, they've become terrible, liberal, awful, cesspool of suck. And so they've just devolved. But at one time, they were something. They were actually, I mean, back in the 80s and the 90s, like early 90s, I actually watched CNN.
I mean, they used to not be the way that they are now.
Right.
And now they're the way they are.
Not.
So, of course, this all obviously leads to a lot of questions about what's going to happen to Chris Wallace, who left his cush gig at Fox News to go to CNN Plus. And so now, like, what are they going to do with him? What is he going to be okay with doing? Greg Gutfeld, apparently not a Chris Wallace fan, because he ripped on him multiple times during his show yesterday. And so this is like a montage of all of the times that he ripped on Chris Wallace. Clearly, they did not have a good relationship. Look at this.
Democratic bench is thinner than Chris Wallace's demo reel from CNN Plus.
It's very thin.
Thanks. I just needed to get that in there. But BLM has done to black people what Chris Wallace did to CNN Plus. Entice them with a promise and then ditch them on the side of the road. God. I'm going to do this every segment, so just get used to it. Well, to quote Chris Wallace, I don't think the credibility of this initiative is sustainable. It is a challenge that we will be facing, but a lot of the solutions that are coming from the left are unreliable, whether it's solar panels or windmills. I mean, look at CNN Plus, how much money they invested in wind power by hiring Chris Wallace. All right, so look for independent voices with free time. And I guess that eliminates Chris Wallace.
Oh.
And it's right in front of me. I was so stupid. Anyway, I haven't done a celebrity sighting in a while, but as we know, CNN Plus closed down. So you see a lot of their talent out on the street. For example, I just looked out at 6th Avenue, and who did I see just hanging out in front of a tavern? None other than, guess, Chris Wallace, just wandering around, crossing over the police tape. They just shut down CNN Plus. There he is. He's a little downtrodden, but who knows? He'll probably head over to CNN proper. They'll probably find a spot for him.
I love it.
Yowza. Yowza.
I mean, that guy, Chris Wallace. God.
Well, and so now what? So my husband was telling me last night that he apparently is kind of vying for Chris Cuomo's spot. Like, what is that, the 9 o'clock? But I don't doubt that he might get it, only because the new CEO really has a focus on wanting to bring back credibility. And if they look at him that way, then it makes sense. You know what I mean? It's not going to be as dynamic of a show, I guess, for lack of a better word, but
that's a good word to use. It's a very good word to use. Like, he has zero personality at all.
Right.
Like, there's just zero there. You just talk about robots, right? But you know what? Your husband has a point, because you're right. The new CEO is like, we're going to bring back journalism at CNN. I'm going to totally revamp it. Then you need to fire everybody. You need to literally clean house there and get rid of every single person that's there and rebuild. Mm-hmm. That's what you need to do. Seriously.
Yeah.
Get rid of everybody.
For real. Okay. I promised you snark also from Tucker. And so yesterday, a lot of people were making fun of Kamala Harris for a speech that she gave about space, because she talked to grown-ass adults like total kindergartners. And she's just so weird about space in general. And so no one snarked it up better about this and her. And you'll see a little clip of it. No one made better fun of her than Tucker. You guys are going to love this.
Harris is very busy. She's got a ton of jobs in the Biden administration. None of them have gone very well. First, she was in charge of securing the southern border. Then she was in charge of keeping the peace. Sorry, it's hard not to laugh. Keeping the peace between Russia and Ukraine. They're not going to invade if Kamala Harris is there. But her toughest job of all is as space czar. Bet you didn't know she was. She is. She's chair of the National Space Council. Kamala Harris is the Biden administration's expert on the stars. Here she was in October speaking to child actors about the cosmos.
I just love the idea of exploring the unknown. And then there's other things that we just haven't figured out or discovered yet. To think about so much that's out there that we still have to learn. Like, I love that. You're gonna literally see the craters on the moon with your own eyes.
Oh my goodness.
With your own eyes, I'm telling you, it is gonna be unbelievable.
Now, obviously, that's nauseating, but then you think to yourself, well, she's never had her own kids. She doesn't maybe know how you talk to kids. Maybe she thinks you're supposed to patronize kids to the point where they throw up in their own mouths. And she would never talk like that to an adult because no one would put up with it. Oh, but you'd be wrong. Kamala Harris is happy to talk that way to adults, including you. Here she is on Monday speaking to members of the United States Space Force.
Space is exciting. It spurs our imaginations. And it forces us to ask big questions. Space, it affects us all. And it connects us all.
Space connects us all. Actually, it separates us all. That's by definition. Wouldn't it be better for Kamala Harris to say, look, I don't actually know anything. I've never done anything. I've just been a political parasite my entire life. I have no skills and no relevant life experience. You fly airplanes. Maybe you could talk to me about what you do. Oh, but no. Talking about herself again. In possibly related news, Kamala Harris's chief of staff, Tina Flournoy, has announced that she's quitting. That marks, we're keeping track, the 13th senior official to flee Kamala Harris's office in the last year.
God, her chief of staff is like, I'm out of here. This woman's a nightmare. She is a complete and total nightmare. I've stuck around for long enough. I'm out. Can you believe that? Can you believe that? I mean, people are dropping. They're dropping like flies. I can't believe they've stuck around this long.
13?
13 people. And this is her chief, I don't even know how many chiefs of staff that she has, but this is one of the chief, like a chief of staff.
I love his snark about it though.
His snark is like unmatched. His snark is totally unmatched. Absolutely unmatched.
It really is. You guys, quick reminder that you can still get 50% off of the Ultra Retinol Cream from Genucel. And you know how much we love Genucel. By the way, don't use code CHICKS at genucel.com/chicks. You don't need the code, because the code right now will just get you 10% off stuff. But right now the deals are so much better than that when you just use the landing page. So if you go to genucel.com/chicks, you don't need to do anything else. Just go to that specific link and you'll get up to 50% off of the Ultra Retinol Cream. You'll also get the immediate effects for under eye for free with your order. You'll get free shipping. You get free returns, although I can't imagine why you would want to return it because the results are guaranteed and they're awesome. We love absolutely all the products so far that we have ever tried from GenuCell. You will too. GenuCell.com/chicks.
And you guys, make sure that you're following us at chicksontheright.locals.com.
Locals. Okay, let's talk a little bit about what's going on with all the COVID mask mandate hullabaloo, because I have an 11-second clip of Fauci, who is trying to explain, this is just so infuriating. Fauci is trying to explain why people like us have been so angry at him. And it turns out it's because of all of his integrity. We can't handle it, you guys. We can't handle his integrity. Look at this ridiculousness.
I had to maintain my own integrity as well as my responsibility to the public to tell them the truth. That clearly alienated a lot of people.
That's what alienated people, you guys.
What a dick. Swear, that guy. I mean, it's amazing how his head doesn't explode from the ego. Like, how is it not enlarging? Like, because it just, it, you know?
I know.
Because I think of, like, remember, like, the Chocolate Factory? Remember that? Remember
Willy Wonka?
That movie? Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory. Like, that kid that just, like, gets so big. Remember?
The Blueberry Girl?
I think it was the girl or the boy. I think it was the girl. Yeah, I think of his head exploding like that because I just think of like his giant ego. Not that I want it to explode because I don't condone violence on the show. But
no,
I'm just saying, like his head, he is so full of himself, so incredibly full of himself.
I'm glad you said that because I have another clip to play for you of him explaining this is, and it's obviously from the same interview, but this is about specifically that judge and the courts striking down the forced mask mandate on flights, right? And he's giving his opinion of that. And it's like, it's absolutely blows my mind because it's like he's forgotten how America actually works. Look at this.
Both surprised and disappointed because those types of things really are the purview of the CDC. This is a public health issue. And for a court to come in, and if you look at the rationale for that, it really is not particularly firm. And we are concerned about that, about courts getting involved in things that are unequivocally public health decisions. I mean, this is a CDC issue, which should not have been a court issue. So we're hoping that the inevitable increase in cases which we're seeing are not going to be associated with an increase in hospitalizations. So all of these dynamic things going on at the same time, it was perfectly logical for the CDC to say, wait a minute, we were planning on ending this mandate on a certain date. Let's wait a period of time until May 3rd, which was a very sound public health decision. So for a court to come in and interfere in that is really unfortunate. It's unfortunate because it's against public health principles, number one. And number two is because that's no place for the courts to do that. This is a CDC decision, and that's very bad precedent when you have courts making a decision and looking at what the basis of the decision was. It was not sound.
What branch of government is the CDC? What branch of government is Fauci? Somebody needs to explain that to me because I don't know what branch that is. Which one of the three branches is that?
Right. Well, and the fact that he's saying that the courts have no business at all, the court's purpose is to make sure that no government agency oversteps and like tramples on the freedoms that American citizens have. That's like the whole purpose of the court.
And not only that, was Fauci elected?
No.
Yeah. what does my hat say?
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
Also, unfortunately, Obama is back and doing speeches. And he's right now railing against misinformation. And I just want people to remember when they hear Obama speak about misinformation and, you know, what's going on the internet, this is a precursor to what Democrats, if they continue to be elected, that is the path that they are on. They want to silence any information that they don't deem is correct. And that's a very, very slippery slope and not a path that we want to get on.
It's communist is what it is. It's communist.
Exactly.
They're commies.
And he's got something to say to people like you and others who have chosen for very good reasons not to be vaccinated. Look at this.
Actually, clinically tested the vaccine on billions of people worldwide. Around 1 in 5 Americans is still willing to put themselves at risk and put their families at risk rather than get vaccinated. People are dying because of misinformation. I already mentioned the 2020 presidential election.
He's somehow just forgetting about any of the people that are having adverse effects or who have died because of things that have happened to them as a result of vaccine injuries. Whatever, that's neither here nor there.
Or who have autoimmune conditions, or who just don't want to get it for medical reasons that he just doesn't give half a shit about. it's interesting. He doesn't care about that. So he doesn't care about the individual, because these people don't care about individuals. Democrats don't care about that. They're all about groupthink and glomming people together. They don't care about that anyway. As a party, they've never cared about the individual. They just don't. They've never cared about that. I find it interesting that he is back right now. I personally think that he's been running the country since Joe Biden took office. I think he's the one behind the scenes. I've said that before. I think he's the one behind the scenes being the puppeteer, pulling the strings anyway, because Lord knows that Joe Biden has no idea where the heck he is. And so I think Obama is the one, Obama and some friends are the ones pulling the strings. And then now he's like, well, dang, he doesn't know where he is, so I might as well come out and, do a couple speeches here and there, because otherwise this train is going to careen off a cliff, because they're on to us, basically.
Yeah.
They're on to us. I mean, it's like if you saw the reception of him at that party where Biden was trying to shake his hand and he was just like, we all saw that, and everybody was fawning all over Obama because he is the true leader of that party, right? I mean, we can all see that. It's not Biden and it's not even Harris. It's Obama. They love him. They absolutely love him, which gives credence to what you said about Michelle Obama if she chooses to run.
Yeah.
Because
God, I hope she doesn't.
Me neither. It's gross. They obsess over these people. Mm-hmm. It's like it's such idolatry. It's just so weird.
So speaking of COVID, this is like a really interesting clip. It's on, I think it is CNN. Yeah. And it's with that girl who is super, super pretty, but is always looks unhappy, like desperately unhappy. I forget her name. Anyway, she's talking to Dr. I think it's Michael Osterholm, who about masks and the whole, mandate on flights kind of thing. And what's interesting about what he says is that he is super pro masking. Like, he is maskaholic man, but he is for the more extreme version of it. So he thinks, and probably rightly so, that if you really mean business about protecting yourself from a respiratory virus, the only way that that's going to work is if you use the N95s. So he's very pro doing that, which I find horrifying, because if he's pro mandating that, that's even crazier than what we've all been through. But he does make an interesting point about how what we have been doing is so utterly meaningless. Look at this.
Joining us right now for some more on this is Michael Osterholm. He's the director of the Center for Infectious Disease Research and Policy at the University of Minnesota, a former member of President Biden's COVID advisory board. It's good to see you again. What do you think, putting the legal side of this aside, what do you think of this mess now and confusion around masks in public transportation? Do you think it was the right time to make the mandates go away, make masks optional?
Well, without sounding as a contrarian or somehow trying to undercut public health, you have to know that I am a very pro respiratory protection masking person, but that requires an N95 respirator. We know with this how highly infectious this virus is, and to use face cloth coverings or even surgical masks leaves you still largely unprotected, and that is a big challenge. Well, if you look at the mask mandate, it was all about the vast majority of people wearing face cloth coverings or surgical masks, or if you're on a plane and you're eating or drinking, you don't have to wear it at all. I think the mask mandate has been really overstated in terms of how much you can protect people. If everyone was required to wear an N95, you couldn't take it off for things like eating and drinking when the virus will not take a vacation, then I think it's a very important tool. Unless you do that, I think we are basically expending a lot of public health capital for something that will have very little return.
So Yeah. So what essentially it doesn't work. It just absolutely does not work. But these people who believe that if you put like some sort of a face diaper, like these little tiny cloths over your face, or like the really cute ones that you can buy in a store that have like prints on them and stuff like that, it makes you feel better and it makes you feel superior to the person who doesn't have anything on their face, even though it's not doing jack squat.
Right.
But it makes you feel better about yourself. It makes you feel better. It's all about the feels, Mark. The feels.
Well, it is about the feels. And I appreciate that he's saying out loud that even the surgical masks don't really do anything. And the people that are freaking out that like mid-flight the other day, they were told that they could take off masks. And oh my God, I can't get off the plane. What am I going to do? They weren't actually helping themselves in any way. But I did get like a little bejiggity about the fact that he is saying out into the world just so easily that N95 respirator masks should be used. It would be his preference that they would be used and that you would not get a break from them ever when you're on a flight. Like that completely freaks me out that that is actually a pathway forward that they could potentially use. Because can you imagine? Those things are miserable.
I can. But see, that's the difference. He is a different kind of thinker than somebody like me who is an American. You know?
Yeah.
I'm an American. And I believe in freedom. And that is not what the founders intended. It's like, I'm sorry that you feel that we all need to be masked up and walking around with these giant contraptions on our heads. And I just don't feel like that is the way that we're supposed to live our lives. That's not what they intended. So if you feel that way, stay in your freaking house.
Exactly.
And don't live your life. Just don't live your life the way that God intended us and that the way the founders intended. Just go live on an island somewhere by yourself if you're that afraid to live. I mean, that's not the way that we are supposed to be in this country. That is not what it's all about. And going back to Obama and this misinformation stuff, like I'm appalled that this is like now their campaign, they're coming out and talking about misinformation. These are the people who tell the country that men can get pregnant. We've got freaking apple emojis now of pregnant men.
Yeah.
And they are the liberals are doing that. It's not us. It's them. They're doing that. And they're preaching to us about misinformation. And they're out there telling us to do certain things and to wear this. I just, you know, I shake my head at all this and I'm just like, no, yeah, no. I'm just, no. These people are nuts.
Did you see the Mike Tyson hullabaloo from yesterday?
Yes. It was terrifying at first to watch, but then you watch the guy egg him on, you see the whole thing. Because at first I was like, that guy is a lunatic. He's a monster. Like, you know, but then that guy was like egging him on.
Well, yeah, it's very weird. I'll show the little video clip of it so people can judge for themselves in case they haven't seen it. Here is what TMZ showed.
Fuck your boss, fuck my boss. This is George talking to Mike Tyson, bro. This shit crazy, bro. Mike Tyson. My dog done got lit, man. He over here rapping with Tyson. Mike Tyson trying to give us some shrooms. You don't know how to act. Tyson looking out, man. This shit crazy as
f. He should have never gave you his money.
Peasants. They're peasants.
Hey, Mike, come on. Let's go stop
back.
Let's lose
the
horse, man.
JetBlue, net flight. Boy just got beat up by Mike Tyson. Turn that way. Yeah, he got f***ed up.
These people are idiots. I mean,
There's just so much wrong with all of this. And what's interesting is that back in 2020, because this is resurfacing now on social media, I'm seeing it this morning, Mike Tyson had a quote in 2020, which is now recirculating, in which he said, social media made people too comfortable with disrespecting people and not getting punched in the face for it. Which I gotta say, there's something about that he's not wrong.
Right. I'm not a huge fan of Mike Tyson.
Right.
I mean, we like our friend Greg Garrison, who we used to do radio with, put him away for rape.
Mm-hmm.
He actually was the trial lawyer who put him away for rape. So, I mean, we know a little bit about him and kind of what a jack off he is. Yeah. So we're not huge fans. We're not fans of Mike Tyson.
And we're not condoning violence.
Right. Exactly. But that quote, I mean, he's right. I can't dispute that. He's right about that. People are that, and him, that guy egging him. He's Mike Tyson, you moron.
Right?
What are you doing? What are you doing? Why are you doing that? Like, he was literally poking a bear. Why would you do that?
And, you know, it went wrong in every way because Mike Tyson should not have punched him in the face. He should have just called like a flight attendant and said, get this guy away from me and or move him or move me. I mean, that's what you do. You don't just turn around and start beating people up, right? But like, at the same time, I mean, I just see both sides is all I'm saying.
I do too. I do too. I mean, cause it, yeah. I mean, at some point you're like, are you going to quit? Cause the thing is you think that, that a flight attendant would have done that without him even
right.
saying anything, you know, it's like, and what kind of a flight was that? What was happening with the,
It's a JetBlue flight. I know that, but I don't know. Those seats were super weird looking, weren't they?
Right. I know. I was trying to figure out like where that was kind of odd.
Yeah. You guys, don't forget, if you are a person who cares about your health and who's interested in taking vitamins or supplements to help make sure that you're getting all the nutrients and all of the optimal vitamins that you need to function well, and you're doing it with a pill or capsule, you probably need to know that your body is not absorbing that very well because of all the fillers and all the stuff that they have to use to even make a pill. And this is why we switched to Healthy Cell and their little gel packs that look like this. So you can take a multivitamin. I also like their Focus and Recall, which are different flavors. And it's literally like a pack of delicious goo that you can like shoot right into your mouth, or you can mix in a frozen drink or in a regular drink. You can mix it and create whatever, like just flavored water, or you can just do them straight. I just like to do them straight because they taste so freaking yummy. They're so good. And your body absorbs this method of supplementation so much better than it ever could with a pill or capsule. That's why Dr. Peter McCullough uses Healthy Cell. So, I mean, that's quite an endorsement. And that's why we use it too. So you can try it and see how much you like it. HealthyCell.com/chicks. If you use promo code chicks, 20% off your first order. You should give it a try. It's good for you. It's good for your body. And it's good tasting. Quick note to everybody about the upcoming meet and greet in September. I just wanted to make sure that we mention a couple things. First of all, if you are a person who has been concerned on our behalf or on your own about security, there will be plenty. We have made arrangements to have like a whole bunch of security at this event. So it will be very, very safe. So that's the first thing. The second thing is, if you are a person who bought a ticket who cannot come and you're selling your ticket to someone else, you do need to transfer that ticket officially through the PromoTix website. So whether you set up an account on PromoTix or not, you need to go to PromoTix, it's PROMOTIX, to make sure that you are officially transferring that ticket. Otherwise, it will not allow the person who bought it from you to get in. So it has to be an official transfer. Make sure that you go and do that officially and make that happen. Otherwise, everybody loses, and that's not a good thing. So,
yeah. Yeah. And we're solidifying all the food, you know, all that kind of stuff. There's all sorts of, you know, we're getting tents set up, everything. It's just, there's all sorts of behind the scenes stuff that's happening right now. We're super excited about it. So
it's gonna be
already looking forward to another one too. So
I know.
It's going to be, we're just super excited about everything that's coming up, you guys. And we're really, really even more excited to meet all of you guys. So yay for that.
So fun.
Uh-huh. You guys bring it in. Bring it in. I hope everybody has the best weekend
ever. Best weekend ever.
Best weekend ever. And we will talk to you on Monday, everybody.
Bye. We need to talk about our friends at Acre Gold really quickly because we like doing it. It's just a nice way to hedge against inflation and kind of build your portfolio and have some diversity in it. All you have to do is visit getacregold.com/chicks. You can start investing right away. And if you tweet or post at @get_acre, you have a chance to win a free gold bar. All you have to do is just say, here's why I should be the winner. And then you very well may be the winner. So it's getacregold.com/chicks.
Republican prospects for a House majority after the midterms are looking better and better. MSNBC's Nicole Wallace compares GOP governors to Russian war criminals, and octogenarian Bernie Sanders is not ruling out a presidential run in 2024. I'm Greg Corumbus. Join Jim Garrity of National Review and me each weekday for the Three Martini Lunch podcast. We'll give you the good, bad, and crazy news of the day for conservatives, and hopefully a lot of laughs too. Join us. Follow the Three Martini Lunch on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.